USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring a bill to the floor this week to reopen the government. Vice President Mike Pence was asked,
do you have the 7 Senate Democrats that you're going to need to break the filibuster?
Well,
yes or no?
As the president often says, we'll see.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday.
It was disappointing to see Speaker Pelosi reject the offer before the president gave his speech. I mean, look, the president is offering a solution. And what we have from Democrat leadership so far is just sound bites.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says what the president is doing is akin to hostage taking.
800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. And if I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It's bitter cold in much of the nation. Meteorologist Tom Sather says ice is a big problem.
The cold air moving in is going to be brutal. As it moves in, wind chills overnight tonight, minus 5, minus 10, minus 15. The temperature drops are incredible, but then it gets even colder. We could see minus 30, minus 35.
The storm is deadly. It's taken the life of a snowplow driver in the Midwest, as well as some other drivers. Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputes the accuracy of a BuzzFeed report that the president directed his attorney to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal. BuzzFeed investigative reporter Anthony Comeres on CNN's State of the Union.
We're trying to get the exact language that was used in this conversation, and we will get there one day. We continue to report like mad, as we always do. But what we reported, that the president of the United States directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, is accurate.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A Russian startup wants to put massive billboards in space. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The company Starrocket says the plan is to use tiny light-reflecting satellites to form sprawling ads in the sky. The company says the concept is similar to what's called sky typing, but the billboard would only be visible at night and would be seen around the world. Starrocket's CEO says the initial testing could start as early as next year, and ads could possibly go up into space by 2021. The space-based advertising was outlawed in the U.S. back in 1993, but a space law expert says no such law exists in Russia, from where the ads would be launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's more buzz coming in from Washington on the controversial BuzzFeed story. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CBS's Face the Nation he was shocked by people taking the BuzzFeed report at face value.
What surprised me was not that somebody made a mistake, intentional or not. It was astonishing to me that so many folks didn't stop and say, hey, you know, let's think about this. Could this be true?
BuzzFeed's controversial report alleged evidence the president directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. The special counsel later issued a statement that information in that report was inaccurate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.